Perhaps the most significant contrast is that between darkness and light. Whether you are in darkness literally or figuratively, most would consider that to be less than favorable. The fear of darkness starts at an early age, and though childhood fears can be grown out of, the fear of piercing darkness often persists into adulthood. Yet only a little light dispels the darkness. Though it is always wise to be cautious when navigating in physical darkness, the darkness itself is nothing we should be frightened of. However, spiritual darkness is entirely different. You can be in a state of spiritual darkness in broad daylight, and spiritual darkness is something to be concerned about. Make no mistake, there is an enemy to the human race, and he desires as many as possible to remain in darkness forever. Yet he's no match for the light of the world found in the person of Jesus Christ. When you place your faith in Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection and follow him, his light and great love shines through you, and the darkness is powerless against him. So, how will you respond to his love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.